Gates, who is wife of billionaire businessman Bill Gates, told delegates at a sold-out event in Washington, D.C. yesterday, entitled Smart Women, Smart Power, A Conversation with Melinda Gates, Women and Girls, Engines for Development, said that empowering women and girls is a passion she has had after visiting Africa a few years ago and witnessing some situations that she could have a part in changing. She said some of the issues resulted in the organization's move to put women's issues on the agenda. Gates said despite being a devout Catholic herself, she believes that women can use contraceptive as an empowerment tool as they play a critical role in running families.
A lot of women will tell you they're using it covertly because they'll say to you, literally I had a woman in Niger say to me, look at what I have. I have five children. My husband has gone off to try and get work. Look at my farm. I have nothing. How can I feed these kids? I can't have another child. It's not fair to these kids. And so it was this life and death crisis for them and their families. And when I would come home, I started to look at the global statistics. And it was really odd because, again, the statistics were weird. It was said that contraceptives were stocked in. Well, because of PEPFAR, in fact, condoms were stocked in Africa. You could get condoms. But women will tell you over and over again, I can't negotiate a condom even in my loving relationship because I'm either suggesting that I fear my husband might have AIDS or that I have AIDS. And so as I looked at the statistics, I said, we have got to get family planning back on the agenda.
Catholics are opposed to the use of contraceptives. Gates also said the research has shown that women make a lot of investments for their children and families, and it was therefore important for them to be also empowered through various projects.
And so we do know from good research, for every marginal dollar a woman gets, she's 90% more likely to plow it back in her family's hands than her husband is. She's the one that makes those deep investments in health and in education for her kids.
Among some of the projects being done by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in Africa is an urban poverty special initiative, which focuses on building the capacity of community organizations focusing on the needs of the poor. In Zimbabwe, the organization recently handed over 480 housing units built at a cost of $5 million in Harare's Dzivarasekwa suburb, meant for the poor and displaced victims of the state-sanctioned 2005 Operation Murambatshwina or Operation Clean Field, which left thousands of people homeless. The local authority says it will adopt the foundation's model to upgrade more than 60 slums in the country's capital city. Gates, who was hosted by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, said they always respect the culture of people where they are implementing such projects in order to effectively engage communities and cater for their needs. She said their projects aimed at empowering girls and women include mobile phone banking, which has become popular in some African nations as they are saving money through using modern technology.
Well, cell phones change things for people, both in terms of the information they can get, and the mobile money systems are being built out where you can start to save $1 a day, $2 a day, and it hooks up to a bank account. Mm-hmm. That is a game changer for a man or woman.
Gates, who has a bachelor's degree in computer science and economics and a master's degree in business administration, told delegates that although her organization started with a research-based thrust, it is now concentrating on delivery and has added and prioritized women and girls in their agenda in order to empower them. She further noted that the foundation recently asked for proposals worldwide for innovative ideas on investing in women and girls and received an overwhelming response from the developing world. Her organization, she said, will fund some of the proposed projects.
We got 1,700 proposals from just the developing world, 600 of which were amazing and worth funding. Some of them are saying menstrual management and hygiene. So just looking at that issue and really looking at the data, the hardcore data that we do and don't have of really how many days do of school do girls miss if there's not a latrine there because she's got to stay home and deal with that?
Gates noted that men are expected to be involved in the empowerment of women and girls in order to ensure the success of community programs.
Once they have that shared goal and they started then doing that and seeing their women healthier, their babies healthier, then the real empowerment happens. Then the village starts to say, well, what do we care about as a group of men and women? And it was really interesting. This one village, and I've seen this, I just saw this in India too, this village said, we don't like that the men are beating up the women. That's not acceptable. And as they thought about it more and talked about it openly, the men said, well, it's our job. The only people that can stand up to those men, if we hear a man being violent to his wife in a house, it's our job as men to go knock on the door and take that man to task and say it's not okay. That's when you get empowerment, is when the village decides what they want to do together and what they care about changing. Mm-hmm. Then you start to get real empowerment for women.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is involved in philanthropic work worldwide, although most of its work is in developing nations where they're engaged in areas like women empowerment, education, health, and food security, amongst several others. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Marvelous Mplanganyahuye.